This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Man Scorpion.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Tark.
Yeah, I almost did that as well, but then, you know, I didn't want to be parodies of us.
Yeah, well, you let me.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
What if a scorpion had no skin? It's a man scorpion.
I love these things. This is a very good, great monster.
He's a good, great monster.
Yeah. I like his, appearance. I like his, it's kind of like somebody shattered his name from across the street, in his expression a little bit, like,
the fuck you say to me?
Like, the fuck did you just fucking joke? Say to me?
nobody speak, nobody gets stung. Nobody sung, nobody gets stung. I don't know.
Maybe.
The weirdest thing about these guys, I thought, I don't know if you picked up on this, is that their upper torsos, which are like red, and the illustration really makes it look like a guy with no skin.
Right, right.
And their lower torso is sand colored, and they bury their lower torso in the sand, or their legs and stuff in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
So from a distance, you can't tell it's a man scorpion. Is the idea you just think that it's like a fun torso out in the desert?
Yeah, I think
it's lulled into a sense of torso security.
Or, I think that you're lulled into a sense of torso security, no doubt. But also, this could be a fun beach prank where somebody went to sleep and then their friends buried them and then gave them sand boobs. Or, you know, sand cock and balls, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they come up and they're man scorpions. At first, you're just like, beach fun.
Yeah.
This day of adventuring is.
Let me sprinkle some seaweed pubic hair on here.
Like, hey buddy, what if I were to steal your clothes? Oh, there's no clothes. That.
Oh no! Oh no! No. That's not clothes. That's chitin. Oh, Scorpion Dad.
have you ever been buried in the sand?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Oh, it's great. It feels. Eventually it gets a little bit too hard to breathe, and you take a real deep breath, and it kind of cracks the. It kind of cracks the exterior, especially if they're using wet sand, which they often were, because there's always an element of sculpture to it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sculpture and humiliation.
Oh yeah.
Like getting sand cooked. The it's also. I always think of like what's burrowing in the sand.
Oh, okay.
So I'm fine with it for a long time until like I have time to think. And then I'm like, did I just like a piece of sandal shift? And I'm like, was that like a hermit crab, like,
yeah,
clawing past my butthole, and it's gonna use me as a shell?
You know? Oh no,
like, I can't handle that.
He's gonna trade you in for the corpse of Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Oh, what a good stupid.
I can't serve as this for you, little guy. You know? Like, I like you, but like,
it sets up a kind of weird giving tree situation.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. Like, we like give to the Magi, where like you give me the shell to your hermit crab buddy, and he gives you, yeah, you know, I don't know, their comb.
Yep, I will be your shell, Silverstein.
Yeah,
yeah. No, but definitely, that's I like the beach. I like beach games, beach pranks. I'll spend the entire day in the ocean.
They're very nice, and like if you get a good beach, there's like good beaches and bad beaches, because like, and sometimes it can be even the same beach. Like, you go to a beach and it's normal, and then the next time you go to the beach, like a couple months later, it's just like, what if every couple steps there's a dead jellyfish?
Of course, yeah.
You know, like it's some kind of season. A catastrophe has bespoke these people that they will talk about for like generations to come.
Yes, yes.
And for me, it is just this inconvenience.
Everyone will always speak of the Wiggly Tide from 2017.
Yeah, like we all died. We all washed up onto the Landwalkers realm.
Into the realm of the Dry Titans.
Yeah. Dry Titans.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't go get Uncle Carl to like give him a proper jellyfish sea burial.
Right.
You know, he had to go desiccate in the heated fire sphere.
Mm-hmm.
that taunts us from the sky ocean.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, from the ocean above. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We haven't talked about the man scorpion at all.
Oh, I mean, like there's. I feel like there's not a whole lot to talk about the man scorpion, but you might disagree. What? Give me your tight. Type five on the man scorpion.
I love the idea that they have that they have very fragile morale, and even if they are like together in groups, it's easy enough just to goad them into sting frenzies.
That seems like a real, like, you don't want to goad them into a sting frenzy, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean that doesn't invalidate your point. It still is a good detail. But
yeah,
like,
it's a good detail. But I mean, yeah. So you just understand you have to avoid that too. Yeah.
It's not a tactical. You want to make them feel a little bit brave. So like when you kill their leader. Mm-hmm. You have to promote the next man scorpion up so they don't lose morale, so they don't go into a sting frenzy.
Yeah, yeah. And at this point, you're wandering into their underground pyramids in order to, usurp the government. Yeah,
the underground pyramid is actually
with pits instead of buildings.
Yeah, that's the opposite day. Instead of legs, we have scorpions. Instead of torsos, we have more so.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.